listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan's girl, Matt Wilhelm, back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And if an auto or motorcycle accident has caused you injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsors of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Joining us now live in studio from Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer, Mary Kay Cabot. And Mary Kay, I know you just came up from the locker room. Anything come out of those conversations down there? I saw an interesting tidbit about Ben Tate, who the coach said was probable, but Ben Tate said, maybe I'm not probable.
Right, that's, you know, he kind of downgraded himself and said, I'm questionable. We'll see how it feels on Saturday. So it was probably the first time that I've ever actually heard a player, you know, downgrade himself. And it was kind of funny to hear that. But, I think he's just trying to say, hey, look, let's not get overly excited about what I'm able to do here. I'm coming off of a sprained knee. I don't think he wants the expectations to be too high.
With that being said, that kind of skews all of our thinking all week that he was going to, again, be the starter. He was going to get a bulk of those carries. Is that something that – or was there anything in practice today that Isaiah Crowell or Terrence West were taking some of those reps, or was Ben Tate still in that, hey, I'm going to test this out with doubt in my mind kind of practice?
You know what? He's still taking the first reps from what we can tell and from what the coaches have been telling us. So he still is slated to start the game. However – depending on how he feels, they can always use him as the third down back, and they can roll Terrence and Isaiah in there on first and second down. So I think anything's still on the
table. Could also be a little gamesmanship, a little managing expectations and then over-delivering from Ben Tate, who, you know, we know has the gift of gab and things down there in the locker room. Mary Kay, I think this is a massive game to change kind of the culture and do what Mike Pettine and the staff want to do for this team and for this city with this football team enjoying success for the first time in a long time. How big of a game is this to you?
Well, you know, I think it's big in that once you get to about 1-3, and possibly then even 1-4 for some teams, things start to unravel a little bit. I mean, you know this, how this goes. Things, you know, you start to wonder, hey, where is this going? Are we on the right track? Are we not? You know, you need guys buying into new systems, new schemes. And once you roll to 1-3, it starts to get a little bit harder to do that.
A lot of doubt created.
Yes. Yeah. Doubt starts to creep in, and guys start to think, oh, boy, we're not going anywhere this year. And you lose the momentum. And you just don't want that, especially coming off of a bye week. So I really think this is a huge game, and I think they can win it. I think they should win it. I think they're a much, much better football team, but they have to prove it on the road.
Just getting a sense of the locker room, what are some of the things the players are saying about the Tennessee Titans? You obviously have to be very complimentary of the team you're playing. You know, who are the guys that they're talking about? Who are the guys they feel like they really have to take care of or be prepared for?
Well, offensively, we keep hearing, obviously, about Delanie Walker. Now, he also has a shoulder injury, so it remains to be seen just how he is heading into this game. But I think they're looking at him as, you know, this is the circle it in red kind of guy that we have to take care of. And we talked to Barkevious Mingo yesterday a lot about now. He's obviously dropping back more into coverage, readily admits that he wants to rush more and go forward more. But I would expect that you'll see some of him on Delanie. You'll see some of the safeties. I'm not sure exactly how they're going to try to get it covered, but even Joe Hayden was talking about it today. He's the guy to watch.
The Browns win this game against the Titans if?
You know, I'm going to say if they remain turnover free. They are the only team in the NFL without a turnover. And to go on the road and remain turnover free, I think they should win the game.
I agree. I think that that's something we've talked about. That was, you know, your big if, and for the offense to play that way. And I really do feel defensively against this football team that Brian Hoyer making the types of decisions that we've seen and the fact that we've got now three backs that have yet to put the ball on the ground, regardless of who we see, I think we're in a great place offensively to keep that chain intact, I guess.
I'm not worried about the offense right now, and maybe I should be or I thought I was going to be coming into the season, but they've been excellent. The defense has not been great. Jim O'Neill addressed the media yesterday, and at times just reading the quotes, it sounds like he was talking about a defense that was top five in the NFL, not a defense that enters this game ranked 30th in the NFL. How comfortable or confident are you that this defense can turn it around in this matchup? Because this is a game and a stretch coming up that if the defense plays at the level we all expected, they can control these games and make things easier on everybody.
Well, you know, obviously you have Ben coming into town again next week, and he just completely owns the Cleveland Browns. So you really want to get this game under control. And I think this is a game where the defense should be able to excel. They should be able to punch the ball out at times, especially if Bishop Sankey is getting the ball more. There should be some opportunities there to force some fumbles. I think it's time to see some of these bigger name guys step up and make some huge plays. We've seen it from Paul Kruger. We've seen some things from Tayshaun. But you want to see Carlos punch a ball out. You want to see Dante Whitner make some big plays. I think you're going to see a good defensive performance. I think that they're going to rattle Jake Locker. I think that they're going to get to him. Yep. I think it's going to be a good defensive game.
I agree. I really do too. And again, those free agents that you came, that everyone was so excited to see play, let's not only see them make some of those plays, let's see that. I want that full body of work. And I think that's something that we've yet to see.
Complete game.
A complete game, and the best teams play a complete game more so than anything. And I'll reiterate it until the cows come home. If we can open with momentum and have those, you know, be on the road, a place that we're supposed to be uncomfortable, and play extremely well. And again, as we said, wouldn't we just love to put the game out of reach, you know, going into the fourth quarter and play Browns football and bring home a victory instead of everything having to go back to the, you know, the last second and be a nail biter.
And that'd make a big statement on the road for this team to be able to do that in this game. Special teams has been talked about way too much. That's when you know it's a problem. If you're not talking about special teams other than to say what a great kick return for a touchdown or a punt block, you don't want that to be an issue. No decision, it sounds like, has been made on the long snapper, but Mary Kate, can this special teams unit get to the point where they're not a part of the conversation anymore?
Well, it all depends on what happens, for starters, with the long snapper situation. And that exchange has got to go well. And they're going to decide later today whether they're going to switch over to Charlie Hewlett or whether they're going to stick with Christian Yount. And we haven't really had an opportunity to see how that has gone firsthand this week. But by the end of today, by sometime probably tomorrow, we will know if they've made the change. That's always an iffy thing to do, to make that kind of a change, because, you know, everyone knows it can get worse. You know,
sure.
It doesn't necessarily always have
not
to
necessarily
get
a fix.
It could possibly get worse, because obviously Spencer Lanning is used to Christian Yount. They have their mojo down, or at least they did have their mojo down before this crazy year. But anyway, so we should know about that. And then, you know, you need more from Travis Benjamin. I think if they get the long snapper situation fixed, then you'll have less opportunities to block field goals or get close to blocking field goals. So that shores that up. And we'll see what happens.
All right, Mary Kay, call your shot. Browns Titans this Sunday in Nashville.
You know what? The Browns are a better football team. I think they're going to show it. They've got all these Pro Bowlers on the team. They've got way, way more talent. I just have a strong feeling that they're going to win this game. They do have to stop the run, however.
Yep.
And when you look at that 5-point, that 4.4-yard average of the Titans, you know, that's pretty good. They can run the football. The Browns have to stop the run. But Browns 24-20.
Yes, they do have to stop the run of the Tennessee Titans. And I think the Browns get it done. I like it, Mary Kay. Thanks so much for being with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll see you in Nashville. Hopefully you get to write a nice story about the Browns' victory over the Titans this Sunday.
We shall see.
We shall see. That's right. All right, when we come back, we're going to finish up our NFL picks. We're also going to get a little Friday forecasting done with Nakia. Here on ESPN 850 WKNR.